Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Welcome back to part two of In Sickness and In Health. But that sort of blew your mind a little bit. I guess I'm comfortable in those situations, but yeah, boys are weird.
Yeah.
Although we were going to talk about, do you remember any practical jokes or what are people calling it?
I did pranks. Joe Thomas was always my victim because he always gave me the reaction that I wanted. Very first series, we were filming the Caravan Club episode and he was a bit off in the distance, sat on a bench, having some kind of crisis. And I did that thing where I looked over his shoulder and I waved and I was like, "You all right, mate?" And he turned around and then there was no one there. And then when he turned back, I was just going like that to him. I just stuck my middle finger up at him. And he just stood up and went, "Why would you do that apart from make me want to hate you?" And walked off. And I found that hilarious.
You're so mean. Did you cut?
I cut with a scalpel.
Yeah.
And I don't know why there was a scalpel around. There was like a surgical scalpel.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been the props department because they have tools
like
and stuff.
Yeah, and yeah. Stuff.
No, that would be wardrobe. But I got this scalpel and he was reading this book and he was going on about this book, like how much he's enjoying this book that he's reading. And I like sliced out the last page of his book, like really carefully sliced it.
Yeah.
And that annoyed him.
That is so annoying.
And then another time, I wanted to do it again because he keeps banging on about reading as if reading some fucking... I learned to read years ago. He keeps banging on about it as if it's really great. And I didn't have a scalpel. So this is sort of like a step down, I think. But the second time I did it, I just went through with a Sharpie, like every third or fourth word for the whole final chapter.
Wow.
So it was just
blank.
And
who says actors have too much time on their hands?
It was like blank. And then he blank.
Wow.
And
how irritating are you?
Yeah. But I did feel bad and I did buy him a book.
The same one?
No, I bought him another book.
Why the
Well, because he's always banging on about books, is Joe. And I knew there was another book that he was really interested in reading. So I got it like next day delivery and I turned up the next day and I went, "Yeah, I got your book."
I don't think I'm really a pranker.
No?
Nah.
I don't think you're a pranker.
You wish I was. Although we did try and prank the kids a couple of times. Remember for a little while on Fridays, we would set up a little prank for the kids coming home, which they loved. This was years ago from primary school.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
But then there was once we did the whipped cream and they walked through the door and I put it in. Who was it? Was it Harrison or Jude? I think it was Jude. And I like pied him and he'd like whipped cream and he'd started crying. I was like, right, that's fine. That's enough of that then.
I've done that as well. I've spoken about that on the podcast, haven't I?
What?
When I made Garrison cry.
Wait, what?
Because I shouted Adventure Time.
Yeah, Adventure Time. Yeah.
Sometimes you misread it, don't you?
Yeah.
You think, oh, this would be great. Everyone will have such a laugh.
Well, I'm sure this fucking woman who ate that donut is having the same thoughts.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't listen to this and figure out it was her.
Well.
Right, what's her advice? Don't tell her.
Yeah, no, don't tell her. No, it's a great story.
I wouldn't tell her.
Yeah, no, don't. It's great. But tell everyone else.
Well, you have to be
tell
careful.
Absolutely everyone else.
I think he's got to that point. Yeah. He's written into fucking podcast.
Listen, this is a guy who's very proud.
Yeah.
And you fucking should be. It's genius.
Right, let's move on. Right, well, let me ask you this. I mean, have you ever taken a prank too far or a joke too far? I feel like that's got to be a yes. I don't know if you'll actually be able to think of one. But you do go too far.
I did make a post on Twitter years ago. It's been very in between as heavy, I feel like this. I mean, that's all I've got to talk about really, let's face it. But a couple of years ago, we all met up with the creators.
That did go too far.
Yeah, and we all had dinner. The waiter took a picture of us all.
Yeah.
And then I put out
a
tweet.
It was on your phone, wasn't it?
Yeah, I put out a tweet saying series 4 pre-production underway.
Yeah.
And it was like...
headlines.
Ended up in news outlets and stuff like that.
Trending on Twitter. I woke up the next morning and took a screenshot because in between us, series 4 was trending top on Twitter and I was like, James.
I know.
You were like, oh shit.
Sometimes you forget. First of all, that's amazing that, like, I felt quite bad. Genuinely felt quite bad because in my head, it's just like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
People do, which is absolutely incredible. Yeah. Like, it's so brilliant.
That went too far, but not. You didn't mean
it. Was an accident.
It was an accident. I don't know. Well, see, there's a question here, and I don't know if I dare ask you it because we might not ever get to the end of the podcast.
Go on.
Or you might have nothing to say.
Probably nothing. The way my life's going at the moment.
What makes good comedy?
What makes good comedy? That's an amazing question. Don't have an answer for you there.
Good.
I do, but that's something that I'm obsessed with.
You are obsessed with comedy.
I am. I think there's some really, and I'm as a fan of comedy first and foremost, and someone who is obsessed with comedy. I think there's some really great sketch comedy that's coming out on like Instagram and TikTok,
like
and stuff
reels
like that.
And stuff. Yeah, you've showed me a couple of guys that you like.
There's a couple of people that we both like. There's that guy called The Squid Vids.
Right.
He's very good. So he did the thing of like a couple across the way from Mary.
That's right. I like him. Yeah.
And they're in the hotel room going, should we help her?
Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
And it's such simple stuff. He did the one of like being like a 45-year-old mum between Christmas and New Year. She's like, what is Tuesday?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it sounds so. Simple, but he's just really good at delivering it.
Dad whose curry is definitely too hot.
Yeah,
it's just different cuts of him going, yeah, no, it is spicy that, but...
I've had hotter.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, no.
He does this bit on that one where he's like, Daddy's fine, darling, you don't have to cry.
Daddy's fine, darling. Really, really good. There's a couple of guys, I don't think you'd be into it, but I'm well into it. They're called the Reese Bros, and they're just... unapologetically to Australian surfer dude idiots.
Right.
They know they're not the most intelligent people in the room. Aww. And they lean into it and they're great
fun. Like the Foster's advert guys.
They're just like, in a weird way, you just want to fucking give them a hug.
Aww.
And just be like, they know they're idiots. They know, and they that's their whole thing. But they do some really great Aussie
right.
sketches.
I've got a couple of Australian guys as well that I like. I think they're called Nan's Fave or something like that. And they just do these sketches of one of them plays the parent, one of them plays the kid. And it's just, but it's just the dad, but they go mental. It's just the dad always screaming at them about stuff.
This is where I retract everything I just said. No, because the only thing that I don't like is the... toddler eating dinner.
No, it's not like that.
And it's like,
no.
Yeah, they make a mess, don't they?
Yeah, no, it's not like that.
Their brain hasn't fully developed, well, and their cognitive skills
going
haven't...
Going on, you know, okay, going on what you
that
were...
That winds me up. There's so much. Yeah. I go through my Instagram, and it's like...
I tried to move on then.
12-year-old getting in the back of the car. Hey, mum, can we go to get a McDonald's on the way home? It's like, yeah, kids are kids. Like, oh, fucking brilliant. You're the first person to notice that.
Okay, well, going from that...
I'm just saying, there's some great comedy. Avoid the year 11, year 9
Lord.
Boy knocking at his friend's house and his mum answers the door. Avoid that.
Okay.
Go for the other stuff.
Do you have a favourite comedian or comedy actors?
Yeah, loads.
Okay.
Yeah, loads. I mean,
all right, let me just say, who's your favourite stand-up comedian?
Jimmy Carr.
Of all time?
Yeah, he's brilliant. Wow. It's between Jimmy Carr and Lee Evans.
What were the big one?
He's great. He's absolutely brilliant.
Wow. Okay.
He's right. Don't get me wrong. There's loads that I love there, but Jimmy Carr is
I like
great.
Lee Evans. I think
Lee
he's
Evans,
really funny.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely incredible.
He's difficult to watch though with the sweat. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
He's brilliant. He's live in Scotland show DVD
yeah.
video.
You bought me that.
Yeah, it is. It's the best stand-up show ever. It's absolutely
wow.
great. My comedy hero, Coogan, obviously.
Yeah.
He's just
about,
perfect.
What about sort of newer age comedians? Like, if you could think
they're
of some.
They're not funny, are they? They're just not. Fuck it. Who gives a fuck?
Wow. What about Kevin Bridges? I'd say he's.
Kevin Bridges
new.
Is great, yeah. But I would say he was. I mean, he's been around for a long time
yeah,
now, Claire.
Maybe,
he's
yeah.
new to us. He's new yeah. to people like me and you. But he taps into that traditional, what is funny, what is everyone going to laugh at?
Mm,
Whereas
Kevin
a lot of
Bridges.
Comedians these days have got something to say.
Well,
they've
right.
got a point to prove.
Let's move
Great.
On
yeah, that's
before
what I want. I
James
want a fucking lecture when I go to a comedy.
Lord in the heavens above me.
Very clever. That's the worst thing that you want to hear about a comedian. Very clever.
Oh, look, there's a question here that says, what are your thoughts on prank-based TV shows? For example, Impractical Jokers.
Impractical Jokers. Well, we love the Jokers, don't we?
We love the Impractical Jokers.
Great
we know those guys.
We've hung out with them a few times.
Yeah.
And obviously...
You were in an episode.
I was in an episode.
You were? When they done it in London.
That's right. And but they're brilliant. They're so funny, and that whole that whole format. Joe is ruthless.
Joe,
he's not in it anymore, is he?
No, he's not. He's left. He is.
I
Joe
imagine
Gattel.
He had a fucking breakdown or something because he was so ruthless. He did not give a fuck.
No, he did
everything. All four of them were quite. You know,
you have to be brave to
yeah,
do a show like that.
All four of them deserve medals.
Yeah.
They were all incredibly brave. Joe was really, right, I'll fucking do it.
He didn't back down from anything.
No.
He just did it.
That's probably why he's had to stop.
Had to call it a day early. No, those guys are great. I love programmes like that where it's just obviously lighthearted and funny and, like, gets other people involved. And
yeah.
I love watching stuff like that.
On the flip side of that, which is a bit less lighthearted, obviously, and you know this, I was and still am obsessed with Jackass.
Yeah.
Jackass,
yeah.
CKY, yeah. Wild Boys, Bam Margera. My God, I couldn't believe my luck. I was like 12, 13 when Jackass came out.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I love Steve-O. I've always loved Steve-O.
Steve-O's great. Absolutely brilliant. Steve-O, if you're watching, come on the podcast.
Yeah, after Robbie Williams, though. He's first.
Oh, I'd fucking love it. When can we get Robbie Williams on this?
I think we'll chat.
I think he would do it.
I think we'll chat.
I think he's crazy enough to go, yeah,
sure.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Right then, Jimmy, we have got...
Yes.
Talking about people who aren't funny. We have got a marital mayhem.
It's blank. Oh, you got a phone out. Right. Oh, it's a recording.
Yeah. Okay. Got a voice note. You ready?
Okie dokie. Hit me with it, Claire.
I'll make sure it's turned up. Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Hi there, James and Claire. My name is David and I live in Surrey in England. And there is nothing better that my wife and I like to do after putting...
Hang on a minute.
Go on.
Where are we going here? I thought it was Australian to begin with. Then I thought, oh, maybe a bit of Kiwi. Now I'm thinking a bit of South African.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Hi there, James and Claire. My name is David and I live in Surrey in England. And there is nothing better that my wife and I like to do after putting our two kids down for bed, who are 5 and 8, boy and a girl, than to have a nice relaxing bath together. We take time to make sure that the lights are dimmed, that there's a romantic vibe going on, so that we can just unwind and relax in each other's company and then take on the evening together. However, a little habit has crept into this routine, which has become unsettling to me. And I'd very much like your opinion on said habit.
She's not pissing in the bath, is she?
What tends to happen is my wife decides to really relax and turns into the Little Mermaid, who has flatulence. It starts to let out these little air bubbles of joy that end up intoxicating the room with a little smell. And she finds it quite funny. She giggles. And it looks a bit like if you've got a fish tank and you've bought one of those little air feeders that sits underneath a rock and the little bubbles pop up. And she's like, oh, look at those little bubbles go up into the air. And I look at this thinking there's nothing more disgusting that I've ever seen, because they actually run up my leg whilst this is happening, because our bath is quite small and it's quite tight. So I'm not too sure how to approach the topic. What do you guys think? Do you think I should just let it go, or should I engage and potentially lose the one comfort that we have just after the kids go to bed? Thanks.
Right. Well, listen, there's no problem there. That is a happy, healthy relationship.
Well, seen James has got that opinion.
That is very happy and healthy. Also, the underwater fart is the ultimate fart, because there's visual. You can see the fart.
There is visual.
That's the ultimate fart. That's the biggest. That you're getting laughs out of that.
It's the payoff.
That is. Lovely, romantic, having a bath together. I'd love to have a bath with you. I can't have baths. They make me heave for some reason. It would probably...
too much
the steam or something.
If it gets too hot, it doesn't...
It would probably wreck the romance a little bit.
Yeah.
Lovely thing to do. I would do it with you, like I say, but I can't do the bath thing. It does...
It's all right.
But the fart, yeah.
I like my baths really hot and steamy, yeah, so it's no good. Doesn't work.
I mean, we do the, yeah.
All right. I knew, as soon as that guy said that, I thought if he even tries to mention that, carry on.
Carry on.
You little fucking attention seeker.
Look, we have had a bath together. That's what I'm just trying to get. But we, But yeah, no, that sounds fun. That sounds brilliant. And your missus sounds great.
Yeah, let it go.
Yeah, let it
Although
go.
Although he did say it stinks.
Ah, well. Ah, they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Open a window.
I mean, that was very sweet. That was a very sweet
Open
little
a window.
Story.
Yeah, don't let it spoil your time. We've, unfortunately, we never managed to really accomplish the... putting the kids to bed and us having some time in the evening.
But we never
because
wanted
the kids,
to do that.
The kids, I don't know. Not that we didn't, yeah, no, we were never really fussed about it. We like hanging out with our kids. But the kids were always like, we'd be like, well, it's getting late, probably time for bed.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, right, are you going to bed? Like, well, yeah, we might stay up and watch a bit of TV. And like, well, we'll stay up then.
Yeah.
We'll go to bed. We're happy to go to bed. When are you going to bed? We'll go to bed.
Do you know what? I'm actually so glad we did it that way. Because you do hear that all the time. This is sort of now, off topic.
But now we're in bed at 8 o'clock at night.
That's not true. Because you do hear about that a lot. Like, get them on a schedule. That's the most important thing. 7:30 bedtime. And then you and your partner have got a bit of evening, which is great. However...
However, still there.
When they were younger, they just ran about with us, like we mucked about all night until, because they didn't have school or anything.
Yeah.
Once they start school, they get their own schedule because they're tired and they go to bed
we've got to get up for school as well.
We're tired as
so
well,
we
yeah.
do all just go to bed yeah. at the same time. Yeah. We all just get to a point where we're like, well, we're knackered, so let's go to
don't,
bed.
Honestly, don't, if you're a parent of a young child, don't worry about the sleep schedule. Have some fun.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
Yeah, it's never been a problem for us.
Anyway, we're way off topic.
Yeah, what were we
what
talking
do we do
about?
About the guy whose wife keeps his wife farting in the bath?
Don't worry about it. Fucking
just enjoy the nakedness, surely.
If you want to prove a point.
You start doing it.
Maybe you get involved in the farting and going, well, you've opened
the
this.
Room will fucking stink you've by the time they get out.
You've ripped the seal open there. Yeah. So if we're farting in the bath, then let's go.
Okay. Yeah,
and then she might then go.
Oh, actually,
maybe we shouldn't fight in the bath anymore. You go, all right, if you want.
Yeah,
that's it. That's what you do.
No, that was such a nice little story, though. Bless yous.
South African, definitely South African.
He is. Yeah, yeah. You ever seen that video with that guy? I actually think I showed you it, and it's like he's on like a podcast and he's being interviewed or something, and the guy asking the question goes, is there anything looking back that you would change? And he went, spend less time with the kids.
Right.
And the guy was like, wow, what? I never ever thought like a father would say that. And he's like, what do you mean? He's got a really strong South African accent.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, spend less time with your kids. And he went, no, dickheads.
Oh, with dickheads. Yeah. Spend less time with dickheads.
Yeah. I love that one. Anyway, was a nice little what? No, funny enough for you? Is that what you guys say?
No, I was. What's the problem?
I was all just, the shit you've spoke.
No, I was just thinking, spend less time with the kids.
To be fair, when I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Where's he going with
that? That's an interesting take. Yeah. No, I'm not. You know, I can get on board with that. Absolutely.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, no.
Dickheads. Yeah, no, obviously, yeah, dickheads. Dickheads. Yes, same thing.
Right, it's time to wrap this shit up.
Our kids aren't dickheads.
No, they're not. Oh, I saw what you did there. I missed that. Let's wrap it up, Jimmy. It's time for...
Vow of Change.
Correct.
Hey, let's keep it simple.
Okay, got one?
Your vow of change for me, Claire, is to please... check your surroundings if we're in public and you want to fart again. Just have a little look over your shoulder.
I can't believe you told that story. I'm supposed to be the, you Go know, the kind of adult here.
Everyone knows you're common as muck. Everyone knows you're rough as arseholes, and that's why they love you, Claire.
Fuck
that's why
off.
They love you.
I'm not.
Fuck off, I'm not.
All right.
What do you want from me, baby? You got it.
Just fucking chill out. Stop panicking about everything, man. Everything's fine. Look at you.
Yes. Okay. How do I do that?
Just stop.
Okay, yeah. I'll try. Right.
Okay. I might move into the tough love phase and you don't
no,
like
I
that.
No, I don't like that. No, I can't handle that.
Well, sometimes you
Pull
just need to be
together.
Kick up the arse. Yeah. Yeah, I've had to... do that a few times. Honestly, it is like having another win.
All right, I'll go first. I promise from this day forth that I vow to panic less when things are fine.
When things are better than fine.
Yeah. Okay.
When you've got shit to do.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Okay.
I shall do that. Go on. You go.
Okay. I promise. Fuck's sake. I promise from this day forth. To have a little look around. By the way, that's probably the only time I've ever done that. The only time I've ever done it really out in public.
Carry on.
And it was because we had those nachos.
I didn't have any nachos. So really don't point at me and bring me into this, Claire. It was all you, mate.
Yeah, I'll have a little check and make sure.
Just a little look over your shoulder.
I mean, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Okay. You're right. Oh, Lord.
All right, guys, thank you ever so much for listening. Don't forget that you can join us next week where you'll be able to hear whether or not we've stuck to our vows.
Ah, well, he won't.
Stick to, you know, that's going to keep people coming back. Also, don't forget to subscribe on all platforms, which now includes YouTube. Yay!
Oh,
I thought I was
going to
get a reaction.
Yeah, sorry.
And follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast. All one word, to take part in our weekly polls.
That's on Instagram.
And to send in any stories, messages or voice notes that you wouldn't tell your partner about. And once again, remember that you can also send us voice notes and messages to isaih@spirit-studios.com. I guess that's it, Claire.
That's it, mate.
There's only one thing left to say.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye, guys.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.